Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Hip Hop Saved My Life podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Now sit back, cause it's time for the podcast.
Welcome to Hip Hop Saved My Life. Today is a bonus episode, and the reason we're doing it is because it's to commemorate the release of Black Panther movie in the UK. So Reemadge and I decided to do a Hip Hop Heroes episode where we each choose our favorite group, favorite individual, and favorite producer. And if you want to join in with some suggestions, please tweet us. But I'll be honest with you, we were tired when we did this and we chatted some shit. But anyway, we've edited it down. You're not hearing the worst of it. If you want us to do more of these, let us know. And we'll do them. Black Panther, the movie, came out 13th of February, which is yesterday. I don't know when this is coming out. Probably tomorrow. So 2 days ago. Who knows? But the point is, it's a great movie. I loved it. Best villain in any Marvel film ever. You've got to check it out. Set in Wakanda. Black Panther was in Captain America Civil War, now got his own film, is going to be in Avengers Infinity Wars. What to say about this film? Well, I think it's great that he's going to be involved in Avengers, but what I would say about this film is it's standalone banging, and I highly recommend you watch it. It gets the thumbs up from Reemadge hasn't seen it, so I'm going to try and convince him to go and watch it as soon as possible. But anyway, here is a bonus episode. Enjoy. Hello, welcome to... we're basically doing a bonus episode of Hip Hop Saved My Life. It's a Black Panther-themed episode. I'm here with Reemadge. How are you doing, Reemadge?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I mean, we saw each other last night.
Yeah, I've worried. And we run out of things to talk about.
Holy shit, dude. Do you want to talk about last night?
Yeah.
So, Reemadge and I went to see Kendrick Lamar at the O2. Now, listen, Reemadge, I've known you for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think you're quite a chilled dude. Like, I very rarely see how you get hyped. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you'll go like, oh, this is quite good. Mm. But I've never seen you get excited. But yesterday...
And ditto to you.
Yes. Well, I lost my shit.
Yeah. I don't think either of us were expecting a show, were we, really?
Well, the thing was, is that I texted a mate about this. It's the first time... like, because I've been to... this is really bad, what I'm about to say. But I've been to, like, big shows. Like, okay, I saw Kanye. Mm. And that, like, on the Glow in the Dark tour. That was great. And I've, but the most experience I've had of going to O2s and going to the O2 and seeing big shows is people I'm not a big fan of. So like, yeah. I went to see Usher with a girl I was seeing, and that show was mad. But I'd not really that into the music. And then like, I took Lisa to see Pink years ago, and like, the show was amazing. But I didn't give a fuck about Pink. Last night was the first time I'd seen a show of that scale for an album that I fucking know backwards. Like, for, do you know what I mean? Like, where you know the, like, it was just insane. Like, the visuals, the effort that's gone into that, the spectacle of it is, it's was nuts. Just insane.
And just the fact that it's just one guy on his own. He just,
I know.
No DJ.
No.
Band, just him there.
It was insane, and people were losing their shit as well. It was crazy, and we saw Sadiq Khan, didn't we?
Yeah, he was there with his family.
Yeah, I already emailed him and been turned down for him coming on the podcast. By the way, just so you know. Yeah.
We were too scared to ask him.
Yeah, we were going to speak to him directly, but like, to be honest with you, our behaviour had been uncouth up to that stage, and then we thought, fuck, is he going to like want to talk to us? So we just didn't bother.
It was a free bar.
So then I then we emailed him today. I emailed him today, and they came back and said his diary's a nightmare. He can't do it. But what I would say is I didn't specify a time or a date.
Do you think he clocked you and he thought, I bet that Romish comedian guy is going to email me today?
But the thing is, I tweeted last night that Sadiq Khan was at the gig, and somebody messaged me saying, I wish he'd spend like more time running London. I'm like, dude, London is not unprotected while he's at the O2 watching Kendrick Lamar. What the fuck is wrong with you? So we're doing a Heroes-based episode in honour of Black Panther. So you haven't seen Black Panther, have you? What are you going to see it?
Yeah, well, I want you to convince
me. Listen,
I don't really watch a lot of
those films. To watch it at preview screening, and I'm pretty sure I could have taken you, but I didn't realise I was allowed to request more tickets. But the point is, Black Panther, he's like, you will have seen him in like the Captain America Civil War. He's a great hero.
Yeah.
The villain in it, Michael B. Jordan plays Eric Killmonger. I mean, don't get me wrong, not the best name for a villain I've ever heard, but possibly the best villain in any Marvel film. And the film just looks insane. It looks amazing.
What's his backstory?
So basically, he is from a... When I say this backstory, it's going to sound fucking insane, but it's great. So
this is a true story, yeah?
This is all based on a true story. I think they've embellished some details, but it's all true.
Right.
So he's from a country called Wakanda in Africa, right? He's the king of Wakanda.
That's a Mexican restaurant.
That's Oaxaca, right? So Wakanda... Right. African country, what they've done is they've pretended that they're in the depths of poverty for the benefit of the Western world. But actually, they've always had a massive secret resource of vibranium, right? Which is like this amazing, incredible metal that can enable you to make all sorts of mad shit. So basically...
Let me guess, is that like his kryptonite?
That's almost...
I won't interrupt again.
You couldn't be more wrong. It's basically what gives him his strength, right? So they've got this amazing technology, but they've hidden it from the rest of the world. So Wakanda is just basically this fucking amazing high-tech, got better shit than anyone else country. And he is their enforcer. Yeah. And this film is him sort of... His dad gets killed in Captain America Civil War, and he basically gets his coronation in this. That's the basic thing. But it's great. It's wicked. You've got to watch it. You're in, yeah?
Has it got it all? Comedy?
There is comedy in it, actually. There's some really properly funny moments. And...
Hip-hop soundtrack?
Well, so the soundtrack... There's two or three hip-hop songs in the actual film... But the soundtrack is music in the film, but also mainly music inspired by the film.
Right.
Kendrick produced it. So it's good. It's worth watching. So anyway, off the back of that, we decided to do like a very quick Heroes of Hip Hop thing for us personally. Now, let me be absolutely crystal clear on this. We're not saying these are the best. We're not saying this is categorically the greatest of all time. We are saying for us, in our personal development, as aging B-boys, these are our heroes, right?
So something to us.
Yes. So I don't want any tweets going, look at you. Go fuck yourself, all right? This is our personal choices for heroes. We're not saying they're the best, all right?
I think you're being too angry early
on. It just fucks me off because I know there'll be some iTunes review or some prick will tweet me. Do you know what I mean?
Talk about 90s hip-hop.
Oh, fuck off.
Well, we're going to do more of that right now.
Somebody actually said Romish's taste in hip-hop is bad. How can you say someone's taste... Just fuck off. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We welcome all feedback and we encourage people to interact with us, okay? But just don't be a prick about it. Okay, roommates, what are the categories?
Best group.
Yeah, best group, yeah.
Best individual.
Best individual, yeah.
And then what? Best producer.
Best producer. So we're doing three each, right? So best group, best individual, best producer. Okay, who's your best hero group?
Hands down, Gangstar.
And are they the same band as just Gangstar? Or Hands down, Gangstar? A Hands down, Gangstar?
Oh, yeah, have you not heard of Hands down, Gangstar? They're huge.
Why do you like Gangstar so much?
That is when I first got into hip hop. Right.
Which album was it?
Step in the Arena.
Step in the Arena.
Step in the Arena. You hate it, do you?
I love it. That was my first Gangstar album as well, Step in the Arena.
Yeah.
Why'd you step in the arena, cheater? Hey, yoga beer. I love his. I mean, Guru's voice. Holy shit.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
I saw him live.
When?
Sadly, not Gangstar.
Oh, my God. You didn't see him with
Jazzmatazz.
You didn't see him with. Oh, you saw Jazzmatazz?
Yeah. I went to see it in the Hacienda in Manchester.
Fuck my life. What did you. Did you ever see Gangstar live? No.
No, never. No.
You? Yeah, I saw him live. And I think I've talked about this before, but like Freddie Fox came out of a Super Soaker when they did Militia. Militia's such a cool tune, man. Gangstar, wicked. Primo, amazing. So that's your hero group, right?
Yeah, and on producer Premier as well.
Yeah.
Like, untouchable for that. Still now, but 90s era. Everyone knows.
Do you get excited when you hear that Primo's doing a tune now?
Yeah, I always check it out, but not like in that era of the 90s when it was just banger after banger.
Did you listen to Prime, that with the one he did with Royce of 5'9"?
No.
He did an album with Royce of 5'9" a while ago called Prime, and it was great. It was very, very boom bap classic Primo, and Royce of 5'9" is obviously a great rapper. Anyway, they're doing another one. It's coming out soon. I'm excited about it. It's good. So I'm looking forward to that. Okay, what's your favourite individual? If you say Guru, mate, I'm going to get pissed off.
This is the only rap group I know.
Anyway, so what's your favourite individual?
I'm going with Nas.
Holy,
I know, it's like,
shit.
The man.
It's a great choice. Okay, favourite Nas album?
It's going to be The Lost Tape.
That's your favourite Nas album?
I'm joking. The Firm, the album. Do you remember The Firm?
Do I remember The Firm? Dude, come on.
But yeah, that is not. That is definitely not my favorite.
That's your favorite. That's your favorite Nas album.
It's the debut.
It's categorically your favorite Nas album. No, sweet.
Illmatic, hands down.
Illmatic. Okay. Yeah. And what's your least favorite Nas album?
The Firm. Actually, no. What were some of the later ones? What was that one with the Egyptian vibe on the front?
Oh, was that It Was Written?
Yeah.
Yeah, you weren't feeling that?
No.
There is a period in Nas's career that I just dropped out. And I'm looking for the name of the album that has... Oh, okay. So, Nostradamus...
Yeah, that was the Egyptian vibe one, wasn't it?
No, I Am is the Egyptian vibe. Yeah. But I am saying that Nostradamus is Nas's worst album.
Hands down. The one with Damian Marley on it. Was he on that one?
No, he did an album with Damian Marley, didn't he? But loads, he's got classic albums.
Yeah.
Like, not classic, great albums. Like, I would argue Stillmatic's a great album. It's very good.
Yeah.
Streets Disciple was good. Godson was good. But Nostradamus. Okay. Good.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't know where you'll be in the podcast, and it's possible that based on a level of reimagine my banter without a guest that you've just checked out already. But anyway, This is a Black Panther special bonus episode. Black Panther, the soundtrack, is basically, it's all hip hop. It's got like, well, Kendrick produced it. The film itself has got a little bit of hip hop, but the soundtrack is all music. Well, three of the tracks are in the film. The rest of it is inspired by the film. Run the Jewels is all over the trailer. Kendrick's produced it. It's a pretty stellar cast. And I think it's exciting to be in a situation where a major Marvel Disney film has got hip-hop all over the soundtrack. So that is why they decided to endorse us, and that is why we agreed to be endorsed by them. So back to the podcast.
So, Romesh, here we go. Best individual.
My best individual, my hero individual to me is Biggie Smalls. Yeah. Just because I just love... Look, he doesn't have the volume of recordings of someone like a Jay-Z, partly because his life was taken so early, but he wasn't as prolific. And we don't know if he would have gone on to continue producing great stuff. But I loved his voice. I loved his flow. I could listen to... I get excited by when I listen to his freestyles. He's got a, like, he had like a lazy eye. I relate to that. Overweight, I relate to that.
Not anymore.
Me? No. I mean, I've lost another 2 pounds, so I'm loving it. Although last night was bad, man, for my diet.
Was it?
At Kendrick. So anyway, mine's Biggie. I also would say that the album that was released after he died is one of the most unadulterated pieces of shit I've ever heard in my life. I mean, it's the worst. Yeah. It's the absolute worst. So Born Again, it's called.
I think there's tunes on there that are just like puff. I just kept some voicemails and stuff from him.
But it's just like, and I was convinced that he got Shine to do some of the tracks on there. I was absolutely convinced. And like, he's got like,
because he sounds like him, yeah.
Yeah, it's like I'm just looking at the track listing now, but there'll be like a song with like Method Man and Redman, and then there's a recording of like Biggie, like belching in the distance. I mean, I couldn't even say. Anyway, you get the idea. So, but anyway, the point is, I've said that Biggie's one of my greatest individuals, and then I've started talking about how much I hate his album. But the point is, Biggie is my hero.
We're both saying, all the heroes both have some duff albums. Everyone's entitled to that.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Next question.
What about just on the Biggie thing? And you're saying he sounds like Shine. Other rappers that sound like each other?
Well, the two obvious ones that come to mind, Action Bronson as Ghostface, and your old Droog sounding like Nas. So
yeah.
But I can't think of others. Others? Are there others? I don't know. Tweet us in at HHSML podcast and let us know if you know of any rappers that sound like other rappers. Thank you.
Best group?
My best group is Public Enemy. Just because... Oh. Well, it's a bit like... I guess mainly because they're the reason I got into hip-hop. I mean, somebody left It Takes a Nation of Millions at my house. And I think that...
It was cassette.
And I listened to it, thought it was amazing. And I've been into Public Enemy ever since. Well, I was about to say I've been into Public Enemy ever since, but I haven't because I dropped off. But like, so many cool things happen. Like, Takes a Nation of Millions, Fear of a Black Planet. I'd even argue that Apocalypse 91. Oh, no, Apocalypse 91 is a great album. It had Shut Them Down on and Can't Trust It.
Shut Them Down remix.
Yeah, the Shut Them Down remix. Do you remember that was on, did they play that on The Word or like Dance Energy or something?
Yeah, maybe.
And then after that,
Slippery Slope,
it sort of it went a bit funky. But Chuck D's book is great, and even Chuck D's solo album.
I've heard Flavor Flav's book's great as well.
Flavor Flav's not done a book, has he?
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he had that. Yeah,
has he? Yeah, what is it called? I had no idea.
Yeah,
I'm googling it
because Fergus Craig used to read it out, didn't he?
Flavor Flav, an icon, the memoir by Flavor Flav.
He called himself that.
Yeah, imagine calling yourself an icon. Incredible.
Hey, man, that's a good name for your next tour.
What, Romesh Ranganathan Icon?
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, I'm just looking at this this book on Amazon, and I'm looking at the first review.
Go on.
It's got 3 stars. I'm just going to read you the first paragraph. I was always a Public Enemy fan as a teenager. This whole book shocked the hell out of me. Basically, Flavor saying that he was a crackhead long before, during, and long after PE's peak.
Oh, God.
It's so dark.
He had that reality show, didn't he, as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but wasn't there, like, a woman who, like, had a shit on the floor or something?
I believe so. I never watched the show. It's really bad, isn't it? Because I'm a massive Public Enemy fan. I guess that's part of the reason why I didn't want to watch that show, because I just thought, why the fuck would I want to see that get tarnished? Do you know what I mean?
I met Flavor Flav at the Heathrow Airport in WH.
What was he looking at? Please don't tell me he was flicking through... He wasn't flicking through Flavor Flav and Icon, was he? Because that would be dark as shit.
No, this is quite a while ago, because I was flying back from London to Dublin.
Yeah.
I bought House of Pain's first album on vinyl, and for some reason I had it.
Okay, can I just say, before you carry on with that story,
yeah,
you were flying to Dublin or from Dublin?
From Heathrow to Dublin.
To Dublin, okay. Yeah. Going to Dublin, yeah, and buying the House of Pain album
I bought it. And
it's one of the saddest things I've ever fucking heard.
Anyway, I was like, he was with Terminator X as well.
Right.
And I was like a fan. I was like, I've got to ask for his autograph.
Right.
And I had a pen, but I didn't have anything to write on. Okay. So he signed the sleeve of the white sleeve of a vinyl of House of Pain's album. That's my
holy shit. So you've got, how much is it worth if it's signed by the person that hasn't done it? Like, yeah, if you've got an old, like, young,
I think,
black,
it might be like a minus amount.
Yeah, if you've got a young black teenager's album, but it's signed, yeah, by Michael Jackson, is that worth a lot?
Yeah,
or not?
Big finale. The hero producer.
Okay.
Your guy.
So my hero producer is it's Primo. So it's sort of a bit fucked.
Yeah. We can share.
Yes. I just love him, and I think everything he does is great. So I probably should have mentioned
him. Have you ever been to a gig of his where it's just him DJing? Just
that alone.
Yeah. Unbelievable. He was over recently.
What does he do?
Just plays banging tunes.
And does he wear a hockey mask?
No.
Okay.
Why, is that a thing he used to do?
Well, when I went to see Gangstar, he was wearing a hockey mask.
Maybe it wasn't
him. Oh my God, what if he MF Doomed that gig?
Yeah.
But anyway, Primo's my hero as well, so that's good. Okay, so those are our heroes of hip hop.
Useful and insightful to everyone.
I'm going to be absolutely honest with people listening. I've had a long day. Rupert's had a long day. It's been tough, yeah, hasn't it? I mean, I don't know whether this is the best episode of Hip Hop Saved My Life I've ever done. I don't know if it's the worst episode of Hip Hop Saved My Life I've ever done. What I would say is, it's free. All right?
Yeah.
The other thing is, I don't know what makes a good episode and what makes a bad episode. Because, like,
what
we've discovered today is this podcast needs a guest.
Yeah.
What I would also say is, one of the most popular episodes we've been listening that, like, because we've been checking the things, is the one with my mum.
Yeah, that's number one.
No, but that podcast, we mainly talk about a woman sticking a lobster up her vagina. I mean, that is the main. That's the main.
We should have done some of that, mate.
Anyway, listen. So that's our heroes episode. Who knows if this is even worth putting out, but it's coming out. You're listening to it right now. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to tell us your heroes of hip hop, can you please reply to HHSML podcast with the hashtag hip hop heroes? And we will do, well, depending on how good the replies are.
We'll read them.
And we'll read them. We'll read them. And then we might
because
even.
Because this will be such a smash, we'll do a follow up episode.
Okay, in all seriousness, I know you've taken the piss, but if you want us to do discussion points, just me and Rumaj, let us know. Okay? Because if you've listened to this and thought, I can't believe they bothered to have guests when they smash out content like this, let us know. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, sweet. Rumaj, it's been an absolute pleasure.
I'm going to go.
You're the greatest.
Black Panther tickets now.
Yeah, you do that, mate. And if you need any help getting hold of tickets, let me know. All right.
Thank you.
I've got an in at Crawley UGC. All right, sweet. Take it easy. Bonus episode of Hip Hop Saved My Life.
where Rue Maj and I talked about who our hip-hop heroes were. Probably we could have talked a lot longer, but we didn't want to overdo it. And we're worried that if without a guest, we're just being boring. And we were both tired. And it's Valentine's Day, and I'm supposed to be having dinner with my wife. So there you go. Make sure you go and watch Black Panther, the movie. It's out 13th of February, which is yesterday. It might be 2 days from when you're listening to this. Go and check it out. Best villain in any Marvel film, I would argue. Black Panther's a great hero. The whole thing with Wakanda and their secret society is great. It looks beautiful. And how exciting is it to have a hip-hop soundtrack on a Disney Marvel film? So make sure you check it out. This has been the Black Panther inspired Hip Hop Saved My Life. We'll see you next time. If you want us to do this again, let us know. If you don't want us to do this again, let us know. Hope you're all good. Take it easy. Bye.